1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Upstate.
WFBC HD3 Greenville. W249 BL Greenville. W246 CD Spartanburg. W2CX DL Andersonville.
Upstate.
And Odyssey Springfield.
This world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday morning, the world of sports, absolutely on fire. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including why my New York football Giants would be insane to sign free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Could you imagine that this is a thing that's actually being going to work out for the team today? This is crazy. And the last thing the Giants need. I'll explain why coming up a little bit later in the show. We will also get into another NFC East team with some wide receiver drama because today, dear listener and dear viewer, is June 1st, a day that we have been waiting for in the National Football League for quite some time. Because today, at 4 o'clock Eastern, it becomes financially feasible and financially viable for the Philadelphia Eagles to trade star wide receiver A.J. Brown. And it feels like, later this afternoon, better than 50% chance A.J. Brown is traded to the New England Patriots. And I will tell all of you what that means for Jalen Hurts next hour here on the show. And we will preview the Stanley Cup Final, which starts tomorrow night with Carolina, the Hurricanes, and Vegas, the Golden Knights, and why I think this is the hardest Stanley Cup Final to call in a long, long time. Our bets for tonight will close the show, and I will also give you, because I am a magnanimous sort, my bet, because I've decided on it, the team that will win this year's World Cup and why. That's right, we're talking, because the World Cup's starting in like 10 days. Oh yeah, off the Champions League final on Saturday with Arsenal and PSG. We'll talk some footy, a little soccer. I'm going to tell you who's going to win the World Cup and why later in the show, plus all the bets for tonight. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. You can follow me on all social platforms at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, YouTube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin Magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet with a Game 7 Wemby win on the road in Oklahoma City. The San Antonio Spurs go into OKC, the home of the reigning, defending NBA champion Thunder, with the reigning, defending, two-time regular season MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, reigning finals MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and send the Thunder home in extremely impressive fashion. In a word, wow. In two words, holy bleep. An unbelievable Game 7, and just before we get into the results and break down the Spurs and break down the Thunder, this was one of those games that had everything. Where in the moment as you're watching it, you feel like, and we talk about this a lot on the show, right? Where the stakes are not just limited to what happens in the next round. Who wins this year's NBA championship? Who advances to play my New York Knicks in the NBA Finals? No. Because yes, obviously that matters, and it matters a lot. But this felt like the stakes were even bigger than that. These were stakes. This might as well have been like a $300 Wagyu steak. Some kind of bone-in filet that cost you $500, cost you $700. That was the steak on Saturday night. It felt like, as we're watching it, and the Spurs are basically leading from pillar to post, from start to end, and the Thunder would try and come back and make their push and get denied at every turn by San Antonio. It felt like this was like the next 3 to 5 years in the NBA, potentially longer, on the line. And yes, that is a little hyperbolic, and I acknowledge that. And yes, it's a little bit of a dramatic statement, and I acknowledge that. But still, I mean, think about it. The psychological upper hand that San Antonio now has over Oklahoma City, that Oklahoma City would have had over San Antonio had the Thunder prevailed. Because anything can happen, and I know that. But look, if we're going to roll the ball out there next year, you don't think it's going to be Thunder Spurs if everyone's healthy? In next year's Western Conference Final? Really? That they won't be the 1 and 2 seed in the West in whatever order it's going to be in? Really? If everybody's healthy? This was like the Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 7 in the career-ending match against Macho Man Randy Savage. On his tights, had airbrushed the WWF then at the time championship. And it said, it means much more than this. Not that the NBA championship isn't important. Obviously, it's the most important thing. But so much was on the line here. And it really felt like the Spurs grabbed it. They took it. They didn't kiss the ring. They ripped it off Oklahoma City's hand. They're now holding the ring. They're now the standard bearer of the Western Conference, no matter what happens in the NBA Finals. What a massive, massive, gigantic, ginormous, enormous sporting event. And you felt it the entire way. You felt the emotion. I'm on the edge of my seat watching it. Honestly, it felt a little bit like conference final version of Warriors-Cavs in 2016. And I'm not saying it's the same thing. One was for the championship. I know that, and I'm saying it. But the stakes were tremendously high in this game. And that game absolutely delivered on Saturday night. One of the better Game 7s, one of the Game 7s with the most on the line in my lifetime. And the game delivered. And how about the San Antonio Spurs getting the job done? And look, we can make excuses for Oklahoma City, and I will, and I think they're fair. I'm no Oklahoma City Thunder fan. I'm a Knicks fan, right? I don't care. I mean, I do. I'm on record saying I would have rather seen the Spurs. But let's be honest. If Oklahoma City had been fully healthy, I think the Thunder win the Game 7. If they have a healthy J-Dub and a healthy A.J. Mitchell, I think the Thunder win the series. I think they win Game 7. Now, that's not me complaining. I'm not a Thunder fan. But I need to call it like I see it. I need to tell the truth. Because there were moments watching this game on Saturday night. And I'm guessing you watched the game, right? We're all huge sports fans, right? This is not a game that you can miss. Thunder Spurs Game 7 Western Conference Final. But there were moments during this game where I'm watching the Thunder on offense and I'm thinking, They're done, man. Stick a fork in these SOBs. Like, they can't win. They can't win this game. They can't win. They cannot win. Because without J-Dub and without A.J. Mitchell in this game, it's way too much Kenrich Williams. Not nearly enough Chet Holmgren, and we'll get to Chet. It's the players that are taking shots for Oklahoma City aren't as good as the players taking shots for San Antonio. It's really not surprising, and I'm not saying I had the answer before the game started, but there are a couple times during the game I'm thinking, like, the Thunder are done. Like, they're just not as good in this current form as San Antonio is. And the Spurs jump out to that early lead, and the Thunder would come back, and they took the lead a couple times in the game, but it was never substantial. And every time, and this is a credit to San Antonio, young team, Wemby 22, Castle 21, Harper 20. Dylan Harper's 20 years old. It's preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's ludicrous. Give me another word that rhymes with OU, ends with OUS. I'll toss it in there. Every time the Oklahoma City Thunder would throw a haymaker in response to what the Spurs were doing, the Spurs would get a little staggered. And then you know what? Boom. Counterpunch. And they kept counterpunching. And they kept counterpunching. And ultimately knocked the Thunder out. And I give Mark Daigneault, the coach of the Thunder, like infinite credit for the way he coached this game on Saturday night. I thought it was so fascinating that Daigneault was just, he's the anti-Kenny Atkinson, right? Think about what Kenny Atkinson did game one of the Eastern Conference Final against the Knicks, where I'm at the game, the Knicks are coming back from 22 down, we're going nuts, and during every commercial break when there would be a halt in the action, we would all look at each other and go, why isn't he calling timeout? What's he doing? Daigneault was the bizarro Kenny Atkinson. He was using all of his timeouts. He wasn't going to wait till the end of the game to use them because he knew if he wasn't going to call them, they were going to get boat raced. He knew that they were outmatched. It was obvious that they were outmatched. Without J-Dub and A.J. Mitchell. With them, I think the Thunder would have won. But they didn't have them. And them's the breaks. That's how it goes in the NBA. That's how it goes in pro sports. And I thought Mark Daigneault did as good of a job as he could have. Calling all the timeouts, trying different things, not letting the lead balloon up too far, and gave Oklahoma City a chance at the end of this game. Where even though the final margin of victory is 8, this game was not over until literally the final minute. Where you could have made the case, a couple crazy things could happen, Oklahoma City could come back. Thwarted, though, at the end, the Thunder were, and the Spurs advance to the NBA championship. And we will credit Victor Wembanyama and company in a moment here. But I actually, the play of the game, and this actually, like, we need to talk about the broadcast for a second. And I know specifically, because I'm in New York, and I'm a Knicks fan, and my friends are Knicks fans. Everybody hates Reggie Miller, right? The Knicks fans do, at least. And I think Reggie gets a bad rap. And Jamal Crawford, I think, to be fair, in a huge spot like this for the first time in his career, has been a little uneven. I don't even mean that as a criticism. It's a really tough job. They were spectacular on Saturday night. Reggie and Jamal were great and added to the broadcast. Whether it was them criticizing Chet Holmgren, which was obviously the right thing to do, but not everyone knows to do that when they were doing it in the moment while Chet was urinating down his leg, figuratively, not literally, although maybe literally, who knows? Luke Kornet's blitz. So Wemby gets the fifth foul with like 7 minutes to go. And it's like, oh my God, are they going to foul him out? And that's one of those moments where you're watching the game and thinking, this is like not just this year, but the next 3 to 5 years in the NBA could be on the line here if Wemby fouls out. Luke Kornet comes into the game and immediately Isaiah Hartenstein looks like Chris Paul. Big white Chris Paul. As opposed to Chet Holmgren, who was bigger, whiter Ben Simmons in Game 7. Isaiah Hartenstein steals the basketball, is going in for a layup or a dunk, and here's Luke Kornet to reject him. This is like LeBron in Game 7 against the Warriors to Andre Iguodala. Blocked by James. How about blocked by Kornet? What a moment for Luke Kornet. I wish I were kidding. And immediately, so it's 97-91, could have been 97-93. Instead, the Spurs come down, hit a shot 99-91. And Reggie Miller immediately goes in that moment. He's saying what all of us are thinking. If you're an astute fan of basketball, an astute fan of sports, I'm assuming you are, you know in that moment, wow, it's a 4-point swing. In the fourth quarter of Game 7 of the Western Conference Final, with so much on the line, where the winner of the series is the favorite to win the NBA championship. And Reggie immediately says it. That's the play of the game. And he was right. And it just speaks to this. You run out of adjectives to describe them. This San Antonio Spurs team, who are unlike basically any team we've seen, forget about the NBA, almost in the history of sports, what the Spurs are accomplishing here. Now, there are comparisons that you can draw, right? Maybe you want to take Victor Wembanyama, who might already be the best player in the league at age 22. And I'll tell you what, they beat the Knicks in the final, and he shows up and shows out at Madison Square Garden, like, forget about it. Like, Wemby's getting crowned, he's getting coronated as the best player in the NBA, no question about it. We can go back to Rick Barry in the late 60s, showing up and showing out as a 23-year-old. We can talk about Magic Johnson in the 1980 NBA Finals, having to play center in Game 6 and dropping 42 points on the Philadelphia 76ers at age 20 and being named Finals MVP as a rookie. We can talk about Shaq in 95, even though they got obliterated by the Houston Rockets in the NBA Finals. We could talk about LeBron in 2007. Like, this is the company right now that Victor Wembanyama is keeping. This is the company he's keeping. And out of all of these examples, none of those teams will enter the NBA Finals as a bigger favorite than the San Antonio Spurs team. That's why it's different. That's why it's so unique. The mold has been broken. And Victor Wembanyama is somewhere in the range, and I'm not saying the Spurs are going to win, but you understand what I'm saying right now, right? Victor Wembanyama is potentially 4 to 7 games away from, like, breaking the sport of basketball. Breaking the NBA as we've known it for our entire lives. I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million more times. He is a create a player. This is, like, not a real human being. And, you know, I think the Shaq comparison is a little fair in 95 when Shaq averaged 29 points a game and finished second in MVP voting to David Robinson. And just, how about Hakeem's, like, just annihilation tour of everyone in that postseason for the 6-seed Rockets? Where I think Shaq's a fair comparison, and he had a young Penny Hardaway alongside him, like Wemby has Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper. Now, I would argue that the difference with Wemby and Shaq is an all-time great, and Wemby has a long way to go to get there. The difference between them is that Victor Wembanyama is 7'4", and you can't teach that. He psychologically, think about this, and then think in your head as I say this, is Nick exaggerating? Is Nick prisoner of the moment? Is Nick being hyperbolic? Is this a true or false statement? I believe it's true. I think you do too in your heart of hearts. Victor Wembanyama psychologically broke the Oklahoma City Thunder in this series and specifically in Game 7 with his defense. And all he needs to do is stand there and he destroys everything. Because he's 7'4", or 7'5", or whatever he measures in on a certain day, with like a 10-foot wingspan, and you can't teach that. And yeah, he's a certified G and a bona fide stud. It's unbelievable. What are you supposed to do with this guy? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the best guards since Michael Jordan. Not an exaggeration, right? He drives, like, could you imagine if it's like the Bulls versus the Spurs? Like, what would Michael Jordan do? What can you do against this guy? He's bigger than everybody else. SGA has won back-to-back MVPs and is the reigning finals MVP, drives into the lane, sees Wemby, and is like, oh crap, I gotta pass the ball. Think about that. Think about it. We'll talk about how the Thunder handled themselves post-game, well, perfectly as it could have gone. I mean that. And Shai goes, they're different from everybody else. He goes, it's not impossible, it's just different. And it's different because of him. He's a creative player. Like, this is not a real human being. If you sat down with your PlayStation or your Xbox or whatever, and I love to, trust me, ask my wife, she'll tell you. This is who you'd create. Monster. Alien. Freak show. Victor Wembanyama. And then, by the way, here's Steph Castle, who's 21, and is a ferocious defender and a great player. And Dylan Harper, at age 20, is like, looks like, I am not saying he's going to be as good as this guy at all. He probably won't be. He looks like Kobe Bryant on some of these shots at that age. That three-pointer he hit, this is one of those, again, where Reggie and Jamal Crawford are amazing during the series. They just, like, make noises when Harper makes these threes. Oh! No analysis needed. All you need, guttural noise. That's it. What else do you need? They got, normally, right, the narrative is, role players shoot better at home than on the road. Don't tell Julian Champagne that. It's unbelievable. 6 of 10 from three in Game 7 on the road at the Thunder. Keldon Johnson making an appearance, making big shots for San Antonio. And the defense is absolutely sick. Absolutely sick. I thought that San Antonio was a year away, maybe two, over the course of the season. Remember, I didn't buy it until late. And just as a credit to me, you know, Drew Densick, who's a way better sports handicapper than me, and I know that, the whale capper from NBC who comes on the show. We did our futures draft back in February. I had the Spurs and the Knicks. Shout out to me. Again, he's way better than me. Way better than me. So I started to believe a little later in the process in San Antonio. I always felt like this was OKC's year. Always. And you know that. And I think everybody, unless you're a San Antonio resident, you felt like this was Oklahoma City's year. And you felt like, and I said it, even after the Spurs won Game 6, Thunder are going to take care of business in Game 7 at home and go to the NBA Finals. And the Spurs took it from them. And yes, J-Dub was out. And yes, A.J. Mitchell was out. Them's the breaks, kid. The Spurs took it from them. 22, Wemby. 21, Castle. 20, Harper. On the road, Game 7 at the defending champs. Winners. Like Jay-Z famously said, what more can I say? Unreal. And now, 27 years in the making, NBA Finals rematch. Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Against my New York Knicks. Game 1, Wednesday night. We are, to say that we are just getting started is the understatement of the century. I don't know when I'm going to be done with all, there's so much still, we got to talk about the Thunder and what's next for them, about Chet Holmgren and what's next for him, why this is the most anticipated NBA Finals since Cavs Warriors in 16 and one of the most anticipated finals in the history of sports of my lifetime with the Knicks and the Spurs, and how I see it playing out early in the week. Keep it locked right here. So much more to do. You better bet on a Monday morning. Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos and you. Presented by BetMGM.
It's summertime. While you're road tripping, pool dipping, and laid back sipping, stay on top of the sports headlines you care about. Download the Westwood One Sports app and listen to us wherever you are. Cannonball! Westwood One Sports.
Empower. Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Bang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
I said these were slice proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate. And now, the Daily Sports Spin. Powered by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
The beauty of the NCAA baseball tournament is that chaos isn't a bug. It's the feature. Day One delivered everything that makes this postseason format special. Powerhouses like the UCLA Bruins, Tennessee Volunteers, and Auburn Tigers went down. UCLA fought its way back. Tennessee didn't. Boston College survived. Southern Miss is going home. While college football keeps chasing uniformity, college baseball embraces unpredictability. Regionals, elimination games, momentum swings, and second chances create a tournament unlike anything else in sports. Baseball has it right. Unless you're NC State and your season ends on a pitch clock violation. That's brutal. What do you think? I'm Diesel.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
This afternoon, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville. 97.1 FM Spartanburg. And on the Odyssey app.